A new cabinet agency has been created. Medicare has increased nearly 52%, and spending on education went up some 165%. From 2001 to 2006, anti-poverty spending increased 41%, and overall spending reached a record $23,289 per household. Federal anti-poverty spending has surpassed 3% of GDP for the first time ever. Total spending, adjusted for inflation, has grown at triple the rate under Clinton. Moreover, Bush created the largest entitlement since the Great Society. This is not to say that Bush has completely abandoned limited government conservatism. His judicial appointments, tax cuts, and efforts to privatize Social Security represent either a vestigial loyalty to limited government or recognition that limited government conservatives cannot be ignored entirely. But Bush really is a different kind of conservative, one who is strongly sympathetic to progressive-style intrusions into civil society. His faith-based initiative was a well-intentioned attempt to blur the lines between state and private philanthropy. In an interview with the Weekly Standard's Fred Barnes, Bush explained that he rejected William F. Buckley's brand of reactionary, limited government conservatism. Instead, the president told Barnes that conservatives had to lead and be activist. This is of a piece with Bush's misunderstanding of conservatism as support for the social base that calls itself conservative. Bush was not always a captive of his base, of course, much like his progressive forebears, Clinton, Nixon, FDR, and Wilson, when his agenda differs from that of his most loyal constituents on immigration or education, he questions their motives as uncompassionate. What many conservatives, including Bush and Buchanan, fail to grasp is that conservatism is neither identity politics for Christians and or white people nor right-wing progressivism. Rather, it is opposition to all forms of political religion. It's a rejection of the idea that politics can be redemptive. It is the conviction that a properly ordered republic has a government of limited ambition. A conservative in Portugal may want to conserve the monarchy. A conservative in China is determined to preserve the prerogatives of the Communist Party. But in America, as Friedrich Hayek and others have noted, a conservative is one who protects and defends what are considered liberal institutions in Europe, but largely conservative ones in America: private property, free markets, individual liberty, freedom of conscience, and the rights of communities to determine for themselves how they will live within these guidelines. This is why conservatism, classical liberalism, libertarianism, and Whiggism are different flags for the only truly radical political revolution in 1,000 years. The American founding stands within this tradition, and modern conservatives seek to advance and defend it. American conservatives are opposed on principle to neither change nor progress.